Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
We really do like to have our own way. For example, you work hard all week and you think, this is what I will do. I'll have a nice evening out with my wife or my date or whatever. And you plan it, you get it all arranged, and you go. And there's a long line. And you walk up the front and you say, I called in reservations at 7:30. Yes, we know, but we don't honor reservations here. Okay, that's checkpoint number one. And your tendency is to get angry. And rather than saying, Lord, what can I learn through this? What patience? What lesson do you have for me? You think, listen, I've got my rights. I called in 2 days ago. I'm sorry. And so you wait in line. Then when you do sit down, you get a bad table. And your waitress is irritable. And your candles go out. And your food's cold. And it's long in serving. And the people around you are loud and boisterous. You didn't get your way. That is where Christianity is put on the block. You see, it isn't in a Sunday evening service. It's in a Friday night restaurant. When things don't go our way, we get mad. After all, I've got my rights. As I heard said not long ago by a very fine speaker of the word, name one. Name one right. Oh, I know if you hear the world's counsel today, it'll tell you you've got a long list of them. And that's why the world lives on the edge of anger 24 hours a day. You know, one of the best ways to handle it when we don't get our way is through a good sense of humor. Turn it into a little fun. My family and I, a number of months ago, in fact, back when we were living in Texas, planned for months to go to a state park in Texas for our camping vacation that summer. And we looked forward to it, but before we left, we said, Lord, whatever happens, we're going to have a good time, regardless. And it's a good thing, because that place we planned to attend was one rat hole, I want to tell you. And it was wall-to-wall people. It was great disappointment. It was hot. The weather was terrible. We spent one night, laughed it off. On the way back, we were just going to go on back to our home. We stopped off at a state park. There wasn't a soul there. I still can't understand it. We checked in. We spent almost two full weeks in a place that was marvelously quiet, delightful. And I think God gave it to us as a reward for an attitude that was positive back at the other spot. God rewards you with a good, delightful experience when you laugh through those times that you don't get your way. Now, you make your choice. If you choose to demand your own way and to be offended when you don't get it, then that's the kind of life you're going to live. You're going to live on the edge of anger. But if you say to yourself, listen, laughter is a good medicine. Merry heart does good like a good medicine. Let's smile through it. It'll make all the difference in the world. But when things don't go our way, we have the temptation to get angry.
When things don't go our way, it's tempting to get angry. But anger only robs us of our joy. And when we're angry, we're actually powerless because we're out of control. A better way is to see humor in things. When you choose to smile through unfortunate situations, you're in control. You're rising above your circumstances. Choosing joy gives you the upper hand. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, A Cool Hand on a Hot Head, was copyrighted in 1972, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.